The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Movember Dispose with Dignity campaign is being launched this morning, calling for male sanitary bins nationwide. At the moment, they're only in ladies' toilets. The Irish Cancer Society and PHS, a sanitary bin company, have come together to have a conversation and to reduce the stigma around the subject. Henry McKean met a delivery driver recovering from prostate cancer, and he tells Henry about his experience of having a catheter bag and finding it difficult to bin it when he's out and about.
Men with prostate cancer would need to have their own dignity, and that's why we were pushing this campaign. My name is Marcus Humphreys. I work for PHS Washrooms Ireland. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer approximately 5 years ago.
So you're 59 now, so you were around
55. I was 55 when I was diagnosed. I had a PSA of 65. The normal PSA should be around below 5 or better. I ended up having to receive chemotherapy treatment and a tip procedure to help me to lose my bag. I had a catheter bag on for 9 months.
Tell me about the bag for listeners out there that aren't familiar with it.
It's a bag attached to your leg so you can go to the toilet without any problems, but it'll just fill up itself and you empty it and you dispose of the bag. But it's very awkward because there's no bins for us to dispose of them or get rid of them anywhere, and you just feel very self-conscious about it. Mainly sports events or pubs or something like that, I'd be looking for disabled toilets so that I could use the hygiene services in there. But if they hadn't got them, I was very self-conscious of the fact that you can smell, and I'd end up going home maybe and not going back out. Other side effects were having the bag attached to me, I couldn't go swimming with my granddaughters, which was a favourite pastime of ours, and I really missed that.
I'm Owen Foley, and I'm the Managing Director of PHS Washrooms in Ireland.
It's Movember. There's a new campaign called Dispose with Dignity, and you're calling for male sanitary bins across the nation. Tell us about the campaign.
Yes, Henry. I suppose about 2 years ago, customers of ours were approaching us with the issues for some of their staff members or people visiting their premises unable to dispose of male sanitary products. We also carried out research with men's sheds. I suppose, firstly, we're incredibly proud that the Irish Cancer Society have decided to partner with PHS Washrooms with this Dispose with Dignity campaign. 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed in Ireland with prostate cancer, and what we know from the research is half of these men will experience side effects following their life-saving treatments, such as bladder leakages. More than half of those men feel very anxious about actually leaving home. Imagine not being able to go to a family event, attend a sports match, whatever sport it is that you follow. So it is a real issue in Ireland. For example, if the bins aren't there in the male toilets, and as you said, we have sanitary bins in all the female toilets, but there are none in male toilets in Ireland. So it's a huge issue for those men who are diagnosed being unable to dispose of those products. Firstly, we want everybody to have an open conversation, an honest and open conversation at home, in the workplace. Have the discussion to ensure that men too can live well, that men too can go about their lives, dispose of these products and give them a bit of dignity back. So that's our initial plan.
Here is Michelle Lonergan, cancer awareness nurse from the Irish Cancer Society.
Thanks for having me, Henry. So prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers amongst men, with around 4,000 men diagnosed each year here in Ireland. So this means that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Some of the signs and symptoms of prostate cancer, well, I guess sometimes prostate cancer can have no symptoms at all until it's at a later stage. But generally the symptoms are urinary, so they often affect your bladder. Might be difficulty passing urine, getting up during the night to pee, maybe rushing to the toilet, any difficulty starting or stopping the flow of urine, or that feeling of not emptying your bladder completely. If you pass any blood in your urine, you know that's cause for concern as well. It's important to say that these symptoms can be caused by other things outside of cancer, but it's still to be on the alert. And then I suppose when it comes to side effects from treatment, it can really vary from person to person, depending on the type of treatment you received. There's lots of different treatments out there, but we do know a common side effect can be urinary incontinence or leaking, and it can be a huge challenge for men, both psychologically and physically. And sometimes it's temporary, sometimes it's a bit more long term. But I suppose it's important, and here at the Irish Cancer Society, we want people to know that the support is there for them. And working alongside PHS, it's important even for the visibility of these bins to be seen in public places and for men to know that they're not alone. It might be something as simple as starting the conversation around incontinence. So it's really important from that point of view.
We're here in Palmerstown in Dublin asking people, should male toilets also have sanitary bins?
If you have or having those bins in public loos is going to make life easier for people, so we should absolutely have them.
Well, I don't think that'd be any harm.
How would you feel about sanitary bins in male toilets?
I'd have no issue. Like, I feel like it should be there. Like, the whole world is going towards like more inclusivity kind of sort of thing. So if it needs to be in the bathroom, if they need to do it, they need to put it in the bin somewhere. Like, if it's more sanitary for everyone else, it should be included. That's simple.
Like, if they have an issue or anything like that and it's needed, better to have it there than them to go looking for it. But
what do you think of male sanitary bins and the idea of them?
I think they're good because everyone has different issues, you know. I actually have Crohn's disease, so everyone has different situations.
Yeah, no one should have a problem with using a bin. You don't know what someone else is going through, and they shouldn't feel embarrassed having to secretly bring it out of the bathroom, you know.
When I was diagnosed, I was sent straight to Ellen Park, St. Vincent's Hospital, and I was immediately taken in because my blood was so high, my PSA was so high. I spent 3 weeks in there, and when I left, I started 6 months of chemotherapy. I'm on 4 tablets a day for the rest of my life, plus injections. Prostate cancer is a very strange cancer when it gets out of your prostate and into your lymph nodes. It spreads real weird because I had it in my hip, my spine, and my femur and one rib. When I asked how I could get it in one rib, they says they don't know. It's a weird spreading disease. You could get it in your foot, or you could get it in your brain. I was lucky. I hadn't spread anywhere else. I've been monitored where I have side effects are I have brittle bones, which I'm being injected for every month, and I'm on tablets for that as well. And because I had the tip procedure, I was lucky to be able to get rid of my bag, and I don't have leakages at the moment, but I was told that this could become a problem in the near future.
This campaign, Dispose with Dignity, do you think it will bring back dignity for people like yourself who've had prostate cancer treatment? You know, they'll be able to have these sanitary bins in male toilets. Do you think it would be a game changer for you? Would it give more freedom?
It definitely would give more freedom because you wouldn't be so self-conscious going out. You'd have somewhere to go to be able to get rid of the product. Because at this present time, the chances are you'll end up that anyone with a pad may try and flush them down the toilet. This will cause other problems.
And it could block the loo.
Block the loos. And, you know, then.
And you would feel self-conscious leaving it in the main bin, wouldn't you? In front of everyone.
Oh, definitely. There's no way you're going to walk out of a bathroom and just throw it into the public bin or the waste disposal bin. It's, you know, you need to have that dignity in that, at least in the cubicle, you have a bit of dignity. Nobody's going knowing what you're doing, and
that would remove anxiety as well.
Almost certainly, yes.
We have one of these sanitary bins here, and it says discreet, dignified, disposable, designed for men, PHS, incontinence waste only, and it also says PHS Group in partnership with Irish Cancer Society. Can you describe it to me?
Of course I can, Henry. So, as we know, there are no bins in the men's toilets. So this particular solution is designed specifically for men's. It's looks very similar to our sanitary bins, but it's specifically designed and commissioned and tested for male incontinence products.
So it's a little bit bigger, and this will just go beside the actual toilet, and there's also a foot
Yeah, it goes button. In beside the cubicle. It's foot controlled, so you don't have to touch the sanitary bin itself, and it looks quite well as well. But its main purpose is to take the sanitary products for men.
And when incontinence happens, it happens, and you need to react instantly, obviously.
Of course, you need to dispose of your products, but mostly you need to dispose of them with dignity.
Henry McKean reporting on the Movember Dispose with Dignity campaign. If you have any prostate cancer queries, you can call the Irish Cancer Society. The free phone support line is 1 800 200 700.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.